Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Ed Abel back on the show. Ed Abel has been working with small businesses now for a long time with his Abel Business Institute. He has created his Business Harmony program and been teaching that and helping people like you and me with that for a long time. He's been sharing those ideas with us for some time now on our program, and he's our good friend, Ed Abel. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Ed, one of the two things that I've said for as long as I've been doing the show, small business owners needed to take a lesson from the big companies are areas that we're just not good at because we don't have the proper training, most of us. And the first one is human resources, and you and I have talked about that in the past, and we need to get better at that. But the other thing is going to market, marketing, advertising. The things that I see people doing, small business owners doing out there, is really, you know, a profile in you know, how to waste a lot of money a lot of times. And now that they've got access to social media, and here I am telling them they need to get involved in social media, become more in evidence their company in the social media world. You know, that's just added another degree of difficulty, hasn't it?
Well, it's a huge area of challenge because, again, I think you go back to this small business mindset, and it's a challenge of, what can I do? What's the most effective for me to do? What's everyone else doing? Because I want to be in the same ballpark as everyone else, and yet I only have a limited amount of human resources to get it all done.
And financial resources.
And even more, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And one of the things you said, Jim, which is a real challenge for small business owners, is they look at the big boys, and they see the big boys doing, you know, these things with their business, and the small business owner thinks, I've got to be doing that.
Right.
And one of the things the small business owner forgets to do is look at and break apart and really analyze and understand who their ideal client is and where to find them.
Well, let me say this. When I said that they should pay attention to what the big boys are doing, I didn't mean that they should try to compete with them in their marketing. I just meant that they should pay attention to the emphasis that they're placing on marketing. But you're exactly right. I mean, a small business has to understand that the phone book is not their prospect list.
Right. No, nor is it where they might need to put an ad.
Right.
You know, I remember being in one of my businesses, and I was spending upwards of $10,000 a month in phone book ads.
Wow.
And yet, you know, did I ever stop at that time and look and say, hey, am I bringing back that money, or did it just allow me to shift dollars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things that, you know, you go back and you look at is, where is this client? Where are they? Where are they traveling down, you know, what path where I can connect with them and show them my value?
Well, it seems to me, Ed, the first thing you got to do if you're going to be successful marketing is you've got to be able to identify who your best prospect is.
And who they are, what do they look like?
Where do they hang out?
Yeah. Are they Facebookers? You know, if you're looking for the, you know, the 13 to the 28-year-old, you're probably right. Let's look at on Facebook to market to them. But if you're looking for a 40-year-old and above, they're not really hanging out on Facebook. They might be on Facebook, but not right. as a resource to receive the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went through that at Able Business Institute. We really stopped and said, wait a minute, is our ideal client on Facebook and Twitter? And why are we spending an exorbitant amount of effort?
Do they still read newspapers? How much radio do they listen to? Do they watch television? Do they watch cable or network? You know, we have all these options now, folks. And so the point that we're trying to make here, folks, is that you have certain customers, a profile of a certain customer for your business. Find out who they are, find out where they hang out, and go there and find them there. Don't shotgun all across across the marketplace. Ed Abel and I are going to talk about this some more. Other examples after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.